it would not be possible to provide this service without the support of the following donor: the Hastings Everglades Hotel, Brehan Road, Derry. Telephone number 71321066 or online at hastingshotels.com/Everglades Hotel.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks to Paul Doherty in the studio. Folks, welcome to tonight's Match Night Live show. Live from the Ryan McBride Brandywell, you're listening to your host, Dermot Liddy. As I said, yes indeed, live from the Brandywell. We're going to talk about everything tonight's match has in store for us. We are entertaining the mighty Bohemians all the way up from Dublin. And as I said, we'll be the commentary team after the show of Colin Green, Dee Curran and Eddie Sadak. We'll take you through every kick, every groan, every delight, every referee decision that is brought to you live by the commentary team. I have guests here live in the Brandywell to talk everything about Derry City and the Bohs game tonight. I have former player for both clubs, Gareth McGlynn, about to chat to us, and Gary Ferry, sports editor from the Derry News. I suppose it's only right, Gary, that we reflect on the 1-point draw against our dear rivals last week. The Fan Harps were in town and they put it up to us on an atrocious night conditions wise.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. You could tell walking out of the stadium at the end how strong the wind was. It was really, really bad. And you imagine playing that for 90 minutes. But yeah, Fan Harps did very well last week. As I said, I think they're going to do well this year. The first half they really put up to Derry, and I think Derry had all the pressure. I think Derry still got lucky last week. 20 seconds to go, they got the equaliser. I do think they got it out of jail.
That was the words the manager used. He kept saying it in the after-match interviews with all the media. Got out of jail. And that's what it was. And it wasn't a great spectacle, Gareth, with the TV cameras here. But there are a lot of Derry fans who have been critical, like only 1 point from two games. But I think Derry fans are forgetting we were at the home of the champions, 4 championships out of the last 5 seasons. And our nearest rivals, Forbes kind of go out the window them nights. And I think the Derry fans have been a wee bit too critical.
Let's break it down properly. You're away to the champions. You didn't disgrace yourself. You lost by the odd goal. Fan Harps didn't go well on the night. Whether you can say the players didn't turn up, tactically they didn't get it right, the blustery night, the TV cameras, you can say whatever you want. Listen, it's been and gone. Tonight's another good test, and it's a great time to be playing Bohs as well. Bohs played on Monday night. We didn't play on Monday night. A lot of the decent players, and speaking to a couple of Bohs guys there now, are on the bench. So this is an opportunity for Derry. If you look at the team, disappointed they see Walter on the bench. Really looking forward to seeing Stephen Mallon. I thought he did really well against Harps. I thought he put his name forward for the next match. Jamie McDonough, I think he's the best right winger in the league, no doubt about it. Delivery wise, there's nobody that can deliver a ball like Jamie McDonough can. You think about the players were at the club when I was here, James McLean, Paddy McCourt, Niall McGinn, Killian Brennan, they can't deliver a ball like this boy does. If he starts delivering a ball, then Tim Nilsson, if he's not texting and WhatsApping him every day, then I'll be disappointed, because if he's going to get 10 or 15 goals, they're all going to come from Jamie McDonough.
There you are, folks. There it is. And as Gareth alluded to there about a team news there. There's 3 changes from last week. I'm just going to give you the Derry team for, as I said, the guys bringing you the commentary after the show will bring you everything about the team lineup. But I'm just going to quickly run through the team. Peter Cherry in nets. Colm Horgan starts, home debut for him in the league for Derry. Owen Toll, Jamie McDonough, Tom Nielsen, Connor Cliffitt, Stephen Mallon starts tonight. Danny Lupano still in there, Conor McCormick captain tonight, Ali Gilchrist, and Jack Malone gets a start after coming on down at Dundalk, and Fan Harps as a sub. Nathan Gerdside's a sub keeper. Kieran Harkin dropped back the bench from the last 2 games. Gerardo Bruno's back on the bench. Walter Figueira, as Gareth said, has dropped down the bench. The hero of the last second goal last week, Adam Little, back in the he's on the bench. Ronan Boyce and Musa Bakayoko is the last sub. So what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to what our manager Declan Devine has had to say, and our man Patrick Cook caught up with him earlier on.
Declan, what is the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game with Bohemians?
Well, we've a couple of wee niggles in that, which is expected after a short cramming and a load of sessions over the last couple of weeks, but everybody will be fit and everybody will be ready to go. It's a game that we're really looking forward to. It's a very tough game again, as we say, in all the games this year are going to be tough, but look, Bohemians are coming to Brandywell on the back of 2 good results. They've only conceded 1 goal in 3 games. So look, it's a game that we look forward to. It's a game that gives us an opportunity to play in our own pitch again, and we want to get back up and running again, and we want to get 3 points. So it's a game that can't come quick enough on the back of disappointment on Monday being off. But, you know, in hindsight, when I look back, it's probably a blessing in disguise, because you literally do only want one game a week for your opening period of fixtures, and thankfully that's the case. But now we've got to make sure we take something from a game on Friday.
Of course, going into the game, as you said, Wayman's finished third last year. They're sitting third this year. They've sort of had a wee stutter in the Dublin Derby, but they picked up 6 points, and they'll be coming here raring to go. Maybe they get 3 points at the Brandywell.
Now, look, we've got to make it extremely difficult. We spoke about that both publicly and privately. The Brandywell's our home, and we want to make sure that anybody that comes here leave empty-handed. That's a reality. It doesn't matter if it's Bohemians or Shamrock Rovers or Dundalk. We've got to make sure we do our job. And we have to send our fans away knowing that we've all done our job. So, look, we were disappointed in the Harps game, but this is a new opportunity. It's an opportunity for all our players. It's an opportunity to try and do something that we didn't do last year, and that was to beat Bohemians. Bohemians are coming here, very good form, great, delighted for them, but we got to make sure we take care of our side of business.
Of course, you said you were glad maybe the game was off on Monday, but maybe disappointed too, because the other games in Dublin went ahead at the during the week, and what we have heard, the weather was pretty good in Dublin. You must be disappointed.
It was a strange one. It really was a strange one, because nobody had an inkling that the game was going to be off. We're sitting in the Everglades on the bus ready to travel. We had all our match preparations done from Saturday and Sunday. We had a game plan going down there. So look, it is what it is. We got to accept it. We were all about flat on Monday because everybody was so high looking forward to games, and that's what I have to give this bunch of players. I'm really up for the games. I'm really looking forward to them because they back themselves. They're good players here, Paggy. We've good players here, and you know they were all looking forward to a game on Monday. But on hindsight, right, would we have decided that 3 games? You'd have heard managers complaining 3 games in a week in the early stages of the season. So we got to take whatever advantage out of it that we can. But he means if had to play 2 games in quick succession, then have to travel to Derry. We didn't. We were here. We didn't leave Derry. We've been here for 10 days. So we got to understand that that is a slight advantage in itself. It also gives us a bit of time in terms of, you know, getting matches under our belt now, leading into playing them on the 16th of March. So it is what it is. We have to accept that the game is called off. And people are talking about league tables. League tables not important at this moment in time. You know, this time last year, we're sitting having played 2 games as well. We beat UCD at the Brandywell and we lost to Shamrock Rovers. So, you know, it's very, very early days. We got to just make sure now that the next game, which is Bohemians, takes care of itself. We got to perform, we got to be very good, and we got to go and try and win the match.
That 3 point is the most important thing tomorrow night, Declan. No draws, and that's be a one, maybe.
Listen, every game's about winning. Every game's about winning. Players don't go out, they draw games. But what was pleasing was that they kept going to a very final whistle, 94th minute, kept going down in Dundalk. And look, we've 9 changes in our group. We have to make sure that we know where we're coming from. I keep saying this, we have to understand where we're coming from. We're all itching for the game to come against Bohemians, and we can't wait. We can't wait to get out on the Brandywell and show people that we're a good team.
You spoke about the weather the last night after St Harps. North Storm on its way, Declan.
It's been the conditions night. For the last 2 or 3 weeks have been horrendous. They've been awful. Daily basis in training, we wind and sleet and snow and hail. But look, the whole Ireland, I've watched Bohemians against Waterford down in Waterford last Friday, and it was exactly the same there. You look at the Dublin Derby between Rovers and Bohemians, and that was exactly the same there. It is what it is. We've got to get on with it. I thought under the Gale Force 1 last week, we played probably better than what we did with the one that are back. So we got to understand that the Brandywell's very open, but the most important thing is you play your own game and get on with it.
Of course, disappointed today too. You know, game tactics out the window today, no training, pitch froze over.
Well, pitch was froze this morning, but thankfully, you know, the players have come in every day this week, worked extremely hard. So in hindsight, it mightn't be a bad thing that, you know, we took it off our legs a wee bit today and we got all our tactical stuff done and spoke about them and seen the videos. So we've got our work done without actually being on the pitch. So the boys are fresh, they're chomping at the bit to get going, the supporters are looking forward to the game, staff's looking forward to the game, so it can't come quick enough now for us all.
Thank you, Declan. Good luck tomorrow night.
Good man yourself, Patrick, there, posing the questions to the manager, Declan Devine. So, I suppose one of the questions I've got to ask you then, Gareth, after that interview is, he's probably right that the Sapat's postponement may prove to be a blessing in disguise. It would be a wee bit fresher than Bowes. Does that come in? Is that a factor?
It does. Especially at this time of the year, it does, because you want games, but too many games at the beginning of the year is tough to take. Once you get into a rhythm, middle of the season, towards the end of the season, it doesn't matter. Once you play Friday, Tuesday, Friday, Monday, it doesn't matter. But at the start of the season, and that's why you see Bowes, I mean, they've made 4 or 5 changes. But after speaking to a couple in there now. The guys that are coming in are decent players as well. They're a very, 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 very strong team. But listen, I'm delighted to see Jack Malone going to be playing, Connor Clifford. I'm looking forward to seeing how they get on. Lopono as well, I think he's going to go into the middle of a three or a two. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Last week I thought Derry defended well. They made a mistake and they conceded a goal. That happens. But apart from that, Pat's never really created any chances. Derry had a couple of half chances. The three in the middle were just too defensive. I just didn't think they got that. Harps back four in the centre at all until Walter went into the middle. But I think it's a good chance for Derry. Not playing on Monday will have helped them, so it's a good chance to get more 3 points on the board and go on then to Waterford next week.
I suppose so, Gary, but if we look at it from a Bows perspective, Bows are coming off the back of 2-1s, albeit at Waterford and Sligo at home, and you know, that breeds confidence. Once you get those 2-1s under your belt, they'll be looking for their third here against Derry, who've only got 1 point.
Yeah, the thing about Bows, they are getting better and better under Keith Long, but they're so hard they score against. They really are. Derry found that out twice here last season. Derry have scored one goal in the last four games at the fist Bows, so getting a goal against them is going to be really difficult, especially as they're in form and they're confident. They started the season really well. I'm lucky they lose by 1-0 to Shamrock Rovers. They were down to 10 men. They'll have no fear coming here. There was a time recently when Derry had won 10 in a row against them, but that's ancient history now because Bows have got the better of Derry a couple of times recently. So this is going to be a really difficult game for Derry.
It does indeed, folks. You're listening to Dermot Liddy in the Match Night Live show, live from the Ryan McRae Brandywell, Derry entertaining Bows, and you're listening to the thoughts of former player for both teams, Gareth McGlynn, and sports editor for the Derry News, Gary Ferry. Folks, what I'm going to do now, like I do every week, is I'm going to do Ref Watch, and tonight's referee is 47-year-old Derek Tomley from Dublin. He's a manager at a packaging solutions company down there. He's been on the panel now 8 seasons, and it's his first league game of the 2020 campaign. Last season he refereed 17 league games, and 6 of them involved Derry City. It was the most frequent referee visitor to the Brandywell and away. In all games last year, in all 17 league games, he handed out 72 yellows and 4 reds. But this won't surprise people that even though he only refereed 17 games, there are a couple of games behind Rob Harvey and Rob Hennessy and still come on with less cards. But that's not breaking news at all to anyone. The 6 games he'd done with Derry oversaw 3-1s, 2 draws and 1 loss. And that was a 2-0 win over Waterford, 4-0 both over Cork and Fan Harps. Home draw here, 1-1 with the Pats, and the 2-2 draw away at Shamrock Rovers, and the 1-0 loss early on the season to Shamrock Rovers at the Brandywell. He's overseen that. And on those 6 games, he's only handed out 8 cautions for Derry players. And only 2 of them are with us this season. That's Kieran Hargan and Alec Gilchrist. Those that have left, who were booked last year by Derek Tomley, or Grant Gillespie, David Parkhouse, Owen Stokes, Josh Kerr, Greg Sloggett and Eddie Delap. And to cap off his season last season, he was a cup final referee when Dundalk played Shamrock Rovers at the Aviva, and he followed on his dad's footsteps, who refereed the Derry Shelburne cup final when Liam Coyle went down the box, and his father Mick Tomley awarded us a penalty to make us 2-0 up. Stas forever a hero in the banks of Foyle. And he's supported tonight by Derek Keegan on the line and Mark Gavin and Damien McGrath, a fourth official. That's enough of officialdom. Back to tonight's game. As I say, you know, Derry's seeking their first 3 points of the season in terms of a one. Gary, I suppose we could take the positives out of last week, and there was a great piece of skill by Walter Figueroa to break it down. Although he's dropped the bench tonight, it was that, as Gareth said, even at the Dundalk game, it was just that they kept going and kept going and kept going. Even when the conditions were against them, they weren't playing as fluidly as they probably can, but they battled right to the last seconds, as they did in Dundalk, so that's a big positive for Derry fans.
Yeah, because you know the game really looked gone, like there was 5 minutes out of time, and just nothing was happening for Derry. Harps were defending well, but Derry were also a bit predictable in their approach play. Only that wee bit of magic from Walter took out Sam Todd, and they had the presence of mind to pull back for Adam Little, who finished well and got Derry out of jail. But that's a ball there to keep going. Declan Devine's teams always do that. They've scored 16 goals past the 80 minute mark since he came back, which is a lot. 6 after 90 minutes, 5 of them here at the Brandywell. So especially the Brandywell, the fans cheering them on, they never give up.
Well, Gareth, you were saying there earlier about early on the season and how it is, but you see the as a, do players like that full week's rest between games? I mean, it's a full week the next week when we're away at Waterford. Or, you know, other teams are getting ahead and getting on the momentum and maybe getting wins under their belt. What's preferred, really?
It's definitely not preferred for a week apart. See, if you're winning, you don't want to wait a week. See, if you're losing, you don't want to wait a week. The way you want to do it is Friday, Monday, Friday, Tuesday, whatever it is, you want to get games under your belt, get points on the board, especially if you're gaining momentum and you're playing well. I think Derry, traditionally, when I was playing, if we had a break or a mid-season break, we never came back and done well. And I think the Derry teams in the last 6 or 7 years, it's the same. You don't want to have a break. So, I mean, we've had a break at this age of the season. If you're going to have a break, you may as well have it at the beginning of the year. But come the middle of the season and towards the end of the season, you don't want a break. If you just look at the two teams as well, the two coaches, Trevor and Deggy, to me, they're the two best coaches in the league. There's no doubt about it. So you'll get a workmanlike performance from both teams. They're very similar teams. They're the fittest. They're the hardest working teams. So you're going to get one of those performances. So you need a wee bit of quality in there as well. And that's why I'm disappointed that Walter's not there. Don't get me wrong. There's enough quality on the pitch. But we just need that wee bit of spark tonight. Where's it going to come from? There's just opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to fly around the rest of the Ayrshire City SS League. And, you know, what we're going to do, Gary, is we're going to look at the other fixtures tonight. And just very briefly, we'll talk about them, both of us. Both of you, I should say. Shamrock Rovers at Dundalk. Both of them sitting at 9 points. 3 out of 3. That's a big one down at Tala, isn't it?
That's massive, because if you look at the last couple of years, the games between Dundalk and Cork have ultimately been title deciders coming into the year. And I know it's so early in the season, but, you know, if you get a winner in that one, it gives them psychologically as well. I mean, if you're Shamrock Rovers and you beat Dundalk in the cup final and you won tonight, this is our season, boys. This is ours. They lose now. But Dundalk are just relentless, regardless of what happens. This time last year, Rovers were 12 points clear. So, you know, anything can happen. Rovers were flying this time last year. Dundalk still won the league. Whatever happens, you can never rule Dundalk out, and I wouldn't be surprised if Dundalk got a result.
What were you calling it, Gareth?
Dundalk will win that.
There we go. There you are, folks. That's the experts talking. Gareth, there's a wee tasty derby too. Dublin Derby, Shelburne and St Pat's. That's fifth against sixth. They both have 3 points each, so something has to give in that game as well.
It's a honeymoon period for Shells. There's no doubt about it. They'll be buzzing. They'll be flying from their start. Home day Pats, local derby. They'll be up for it. And Pats, under Stephen O'Donnell, they're starting again, you know. I fancy 2-2 draw.
Well, there you go. You call it 2, Gary. What do you think?
I'm going to go for a home one there.
All right, there you go. And Cork City, Fan Harps, Cork haven't had the ground running. Well, they haven't had the ground at all, Gary. You know, they're struggling so early on, you know. When Fan Harps, a one against Sligo, a draw against Derry, they're two Northwest Derby rivals. They've signed Alexander Kogler from Austria. You know, they're strengthening their squads. Carol Sullivan looked good last week, as did Connolly and Donlan. Shane McElhinney played the game of his life. This is a big chance for Harps to get something down at Turner's Cross.
Yeah, I think Ollie's going to tell his players, you know, this is here for the ticking tonight, because Cork are really on a downer, especially after last week. They want to get out there and prove, and it was a freak result last week. But, you know, if Harps are ever going to go to Turner's Cross and get a one, it will be tonight, and hopefully they can do it.
Well, and the Mar Knights game then, you know, Sligo were struggling. Gareth, as I said, they're home to Waterford, so Sligo looking for their first points tomorrow.
That'll be a big game for both teams. Waterford won't want to lose it. Sligo won't want to lose it, but we'll be looking to win it. I think that'll be a low-scoring draw.
Oh, well, there you are, folks. Right, enough about the rest of the league. We're at the Brandywell. As I said, the teams are out. They're warming up. The officials, they're out doing their warming up. We're just about 16 minutes away from kickoff. As I said, I'll be handing over to the Match Night Live commentary team after the show. You know, Gareth, Danny Corcoran's missing for Bowes and Edwards. He's like obviously one of the biggest threats. But Danny Mandrew's there, and Chris Twardek, who was signed from Sligo, scored against his team there Monday night, and he's off and running down goal. So there's still threats all around the pitch, you know.
Yeah, Glenn, I'm really looking forward to seeing Glenn McGauley, the 19. He's meant to be playing really well the first couple of games, so I'm looking forward to seeing him. Listen, Bowes will be a threat. Bowes will be workmanlike, but when they get into the final third, they do have players of quality, similar to Derry, and it's all about those small details in the final third. Listen, Danny's a massive loss, and it's something that maybe Derry have looked at and went, listen lads, they're missing their main goal scorer. They've got Livingston, who played well last week, on the bench. They've Lions on the bench. They're not at full strength. Let's go and have a go at them. And I think Derry are going to have that attitude, because if they don't, and they go for a draw, or they play it out, and they wait the last 20 minutes to throw Walter on and have a go at it, I think they could be could be disappointed. They've got to go from this. They're at home. Let's make this place a fortress. Let's go at them and put a statement.
Absolutely, and regular listeners will know that my show, I used to delve into the archives and pull out a game with stats on it. I've kind of tweaked it this season, and I've gone on for past player stats. Tonight's player featured is the one and only, the evergreen, Eddie McKillian. Eddie McKillian played 537 games for Derry City with 512 starts. It's the second highest appearances for Derry City after Peter Hutton. There, he's second on the charts of most appearances. He was captain for Derry 33 times, and imagine that, on a 14-year span, he only scored 3 goals. You're not like hearing that, but...
It was only 2. Well, there was a deflection one
he claims, but the dodgy panels go in Dublin, give it to him, but he made his debut away to Cork on the 6th of September 1998. His first goal following a week later on the 13th of September. And that was against Bray at the Brandywell down here at the Brandywell Road end, where it was a cross-come shot, deflection. Keeper flicked it
on. Didn't even count that either.
Second goal was against Limerick at home at the December. That came 5 years later in 2003, and his third goal then came just a year later against Kildare in the Cup, but that was a wonder goal because it won the Cup tie 1-0. It was the only goal of the game.
Dermot, I'll tell you another thing, he scored 3 goals in training in 20 years. That's how Paddy was.
Well, you see, what could you do? Like, you know, he was a right back. We'll have to give him that. His first game as captain was away Galway in March 2002. And this is a great stat here. In 2006, he made 52 appearances. This is the only time a player for Derry City has made over 50 appearances in one season. His final game for Derry City was here at the Brandywell against Shamrock Rovers on the 27th of July 2012. And one other stat, he made the most appearances in 5 different seasons. So it's about being consistent and injury free. But all joking aside, Gareth, he was a quality player, wasn't he?
Eddie was. I came a couple of years after Eddie, and then obviously me and him played on the right hand side for quite a while. Tenacious attitude, discipline, focus, dedication, it was all there. But unfortunately, goal scoring wasn't his strength.
Well, I mean, it's all right backs are. Have that problem, you know, except Pascal Vanderquin maybe. But anyway, listen, we've only got a couple of minutes left of the show. Gary, I want to ask you like one near final question here. You know, where's the key battle here tonight? Where do you see it happening for Derry?
Well, what I want to see tonight, I think everyone wants to see tonight, and I know it was really wondered last week, but there has to be more pace in Derry's attack. I know, I guess, and about any end of it, you know, we talked about Walter, what he can do off the bench, but Derry were so predictable and so slow in their approach play last week, and if they do that tonight, Bowes are just going to, you know, very, very, very comfortable. Bowes are going to be really hard to break down, and we're going to need that bit of magic, a bit of pace, get them behind them, and hopefully Stephen Ballum, Tom Leeson, last week, he'll want to make a mark this week. So I'll be looking at Tom Leeson to see what he does tonight.
Alright then, I suppose, Gareth, let me ask you the same question. You know, there's key battles out there. I mean, there's always Mudfield, say, and Danny Mandrew up against Owen Toole or whatever, you know, but where do you see the magic happening? I mean, for both teams maybe.
Listen, Mandrew's going to be a threat. Ward's going to try and knit it together. The Twardek is going to be difficult to deal with on the left, and McCauley up front for Bowes. But listen, Derry defensively have been solid. I don't see Derry not being this solid today. It's going the other way is the problem. I want to see a performance from Conor Clifford. I want to see Stephen Mallon doing what he did last week for the 10 minutes that he was on, and also Jack Malone. What an opportunity he is. Barry McNamee's left, the void was there last week, everybody could see it. Can Jack Malone grab that position, make it his own, and go and score a couple of goals?
Well, I think that's what we're all hoping for here live at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Suppose I have to ask him one final question, and I'll do it quick if you can, because the commentary team are giving me the evil eyes here over my shoulder. They're dying to get on. They talk absolute nonsense for the next 105 minutes. But here, I'll Gary, your wee lad last week going just didn't nail it at all. So over to Daddy Ferry, give us a wee prediction on the night.
I was rattling his ear. I don't know what they say. No, I think it's just going to be one goal. I think it's going to be as tight as it was last season. Hopefully, 1-0 there.
All right, and Gareth, we'll give the last word to you as our guest from both clubs, shall we say.
I'm going to go for a 2-1-1 for Derry.
Oh, there you are, folks. That's Gareth McLean's views and Gary Ferry. A big thank you to my studio guest, but we're actually live in the Ryan McBride Brandy, as I keep saying. Thanks very much for your company. You've been listening to Dermot Liddy in the Match Night Live show. As Paul was playing in the studio, the co-play, Living the Life. Yes, we're living the life. It's Friday night. It's live. It's the football fever. And as Bruce Brexley said, this is my hometown club. So come on, Derry City. Bring it on. And I'm going to hand you over now to the match commentary team. team of Colin Green, Eddie Sadak and Dee Kerr later on.
It would not be possible to provide this service without the support of the following donor: the Hastings Everglades Hotel, Brehen Road, Derry. Telephone number 71321066 or online at hastingshotels.com/Everglades Hotel.